Hey, doing pretty well. How about you guys?
We're doing good, man. We have two football players here that have always wanted to be good at basketball. Is there any hope for, like, I mean, you've coached a lot of basketball. I mean, how difficult is it to bring a football player onto that court and make them into an elegant, you know, very coordinated basketball player?
Hey, if you're talking elegant, chance. There's no chance. You know, I did have a guy named Chase once upon a time that wasn't a bad basketball player, though.
Yeah, who was the best football player that transitioned to the basketball court that you coached?
No question. Talon Shumway, who is coming off a mission actually today, I think.
And, are you serious? He gets back today?
I think it's today, yep. I'm headed over to his homecoming on Sunday. But that kid is a heck of a football player. Obviously, going to play football for BYU and then basketball. He's All-State.
Any chance we can convince him to play some hoop as well, be a dual-sport athlete at BYU?
You know, I think right now his focus is football, and you know the duo thing is a difficult thing in college for sure. That's a hard thing, especially from a body standpoint.
If anyone could do it, do you think he could?
I don't think it'd be a good idea. I think he's, you know, if he's a football guy, he's a football guy, and if it changes later, then that's what it'd be. But I think his focus is football for sure.
So, Quincy, give us an idea of how things have changed in your life. What are the day-to-day things? How have they changed? And give us an idea of what your new role is right now down there at BYU.
Well, you know, no more Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah. You know.
That's a shame.
That's unfortunate.
You know, that hurts. You know, Lone Peak was great. Hey, it was great. You know, and now I'm at BYU, and, you know, it's a matter of just kind of learning what all my resources are. You know, BYU and how to use all those things, which, you know, at Lone Peak you're doing about everything. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges right now.
What role and what responsibilities have they given you so far? Are they still trying to figure those out?
Yeah, I think that's something that's going to be determined over time. I think Coach Rose is kind of looking at that, just saying, okay, I've got my staff now. We got everybody together, and let's kind of go through the next couple months and kind of figure out where everybody's going to fit best. And fortunately, we have a trip Spain at the end of August, and hopefully, you know, I think what he's looking at is by then everybody will know exactly where we need to have them.
Sounds terrible, that trip.
Yeah, you know, it's rough. You know, you get hired 2 months later, you have to go on that trip.
Feel bad for you. Feel really bad for you. Tell us what was you think was a deciding factor. There was a number of people up for the job, and a lot of people, I'm sure, are being considered. But why did Coach Rose decide to bring you in?
You know, I think it's partly due. We've had a relationship for a long period of time. I played for Coach when he was the head coach at Dixie. You know, long ago, and we've kept a relationship for a long time. And obviously, he's recruited, you know, a lot of the players at Lone Peak, and so we've been able to keep in touch from that standpoint. And so I think part of it is he felt comfortable with it. You know, being able to have some success at Lone Peak obviously, you know, helps that situation as well. And maybe those are the things that put it over the top.
What do you bring to the table that maybe they've been lacking? So when you were in front of Coach Rose, what was your pitch to him to hire you?
You know, I don't know per se what, you know, how they would look at it as lacking. I just more or looked at it as what maybe I could bring. And, you know, I felt like I've, you know, as you said, I've had some experience at a lot of different levels, you know, from a high school situation to Division I to junior college to small college. It seems like I'm, you know, Marco Polo a little bit, you know, I've been everywhere. And have a little bit of an idea of, you know, all those kinds of things and the experience factor of being in the game for a long period of time, I think hopefully can be a benefit.
How excited are you to be able to coach some of your former players that you have coached for so many years there at Lone Peak and are now there at BYU or going to be there?
You know, you certainly look at it and you say, boy, it's going to be fun to coach those guys again. But then I look at you guys like Collinsworth or the Celius kid who's coming in and different guys like that, guys who I've coached against those guys a number of times, and I'm really excited to work with those guys, coach those guys. You know, so existing players and incoming players, I'm really excited about it.
So now the real question is, are those players excited to be coached by you again? And they're like, man, I thought I got rid of this guy.
Their eyes.
The conditioning drills that you would put them through?
Oh, you've heard about a few of those. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
No, we worked pretty hard when we were at Lone Peak. And, I think I've got a really good relationship with those guys. We worked very hard when we were there, but that's one of the reasons why you can be successful, is you got to do some tough things. And so I think there's a respect there. There's a good relationship there. I'm sure that they look at it, oh, no, 4 years ago, but they, I think they're excited too. And so it's going to be fun.
Quincy Lewis, the new assistant coach for BYU men's basketball, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. I have to wonder, what do you think the toughest transition will be for you in this new role? As I look at your resume, you've recruited before, it sounds like, because you're at all these different colleges. You know the X's and O's. You've been dubbed and labeled, and I don't know if this is accurate or not and how you view yourself, but you've been dubbed as like a defensive specialist at Lone Peak. You built a dynasty there. But what will be the toughest transition for you going into your new roles, do you think?
It's actually been great. I've been doing a lot of individual work with the guys, and great to be working with them. I'm starting to break down some film and taking a look at their season from last year and some previous seasons to that. So that's been great. And, kind of like I said, I think just getting used to the resources that are available. I just from an academic standpoint, weight standpoint, from all those things, I'm just used to at Lone Peak, just doing pretty much all of it, And so what this position allows is to really focus in on a couple specific things, and that's going to be great.
Will you be? I know there's coordinators. Terry Nash has been the offense coordinator for a while. Will you be the defensive coordinator coming in, do you think?
That's a thing where as we're looking at, coach is just really looking at guys and what he feels like their strengths are, and obviously he has some preconceived notions, and bringing me in, but. He's going to look at it and see where everybody fits most comfortably and where it can be the most successful. And nothing like that has been, defined yet, but I think it will be here, in the near future.
How much revamping is going on right now at BYU? I think there's got to be a lot of unrest with the fans when they watch what happened in that old Miss game and saw what happened defensively, and just kind of in general, is Coach Rose kind of going, do you think he's going status quo, just wanting to tweak a few things, or is he kind of rethinking a lot of what BYU is doing and just the general philosophy?
Well, I think you look at it and, any coach worth their salt is going to get to the end of the season and they're going to evaluate everything that happened, whether it was good or bad or, whatever. You're going to evaluate it, and you're going to try and look for things that can make it better. And, obviously the way it ended wasn't how he had hoped. And, but as you look back, the offensive side of it was one of the best in the country from a points per possession standpoint. And, really, if you go back and you look at, the years when they had Jackson, Emery, and some people, those were outstanding defensive teams that were one of the highest-rated teams in the country defensively. And so it's not like those things haven't happened here or people don't know how to do those things. But I think it's just kind of honing in into what your personnel are and what's going to fit you best.
With Bartley and Nielsen transferring, are there any additions that we can expect for this year, maybe in the bigs area?
I think there's just some question marks with making sure some guys are healthy, and you look at like Nate Austin, you're kind of waiting to hear if he's gonna be able to get another year or not, and so there's a few things like that I think that have to be answered first before you can maybe move to another question, and so I think that's maybe more of where we're at right now.
Do you know how many guys you guys are going to take to Spain?
Yeah, that one is undetermined, although, I know everybody's got to get their passports and all those kind of things right now to be able to be ready to go. But that's something that's undetermined. And part of that, honestly, is, you know, we have a few kids that we're, you know, looking at from a health standpoint, you know, where they fall. Missionaries that will, a couple of them getting back in June, Corey Calvert up in late April. And so kind of looking to see how, you know, how quickly we can, you know, get them kind of moving along. And be careful, you know, with those kind of guys. You don't want to bring them too fast and get them hurt, you know, or anything like that. And so with Spain, I think that's something that's yet to be determined.
So I got to be careful how I ask this last question, because I know there's rules that you guys have to abide by, those NCAA rules and everything. So there's some pretty big recruits in the state this year. And just wondering if you have what BYU's chances are of landing ones especially that you're pretty familiar with.
Yeah, I can't comment on that particular one. And
I'm just talking about ones in general, Coach. Just ones in general.
Jan's always toeing the line. He's a habitual line stepper. I told him beforehand, like, you can't ask recruiting questions, and he still does it. I can't help it. He's bigger than me, Coach.
Yeah, we'll just say there's a lot of good kids in state, and we're going to take a good look at them all and be involved with the best ones.
How would you want your legacy there at Lone Peak described as? Like, when as you're stepping away from 12 years of magic, a lot of state championships, ton of talent that you've produced. How would you want your legacy described there at Lone Peak?
Well, you know, when I first got there, one of the first things was is I wanted to leave it. Whenever I left, I wanted to leave it better than I found it, and I think we've been able to do that. And then the championships in the wing, those things, as long as they're keeping score and it's competitive, that's a big deal. And then after that, you think about the experience they had and the families and the community, and it was a special time. And it took a number of people to make it work, but great experience there for sure.
Quincy, there's big shoes to fill. You left them there. Any word on who's going to be filling in for those big shoes that you left?
You know what, I do know that there are some really, really good candidates. I know that there's some really good people who've interviewed, and I could see any number of them really doing a good job there. But I think probably Friday, maybe next Tuesday is probably when you're looking at, you know, for an announcement there. But the principal there, Rhonda Bromley, is really a sharp person, and she has been really thorough on this from what I understand. And it hasn't been just a 1 or 2 person interview. She's taken a couple of weeks and called a lot of people and brought a lot of people in. And so I think when this thing gets named, it will be the person who is the best fit, you know, for what Lone Peak is. And I think that's the key term there, is the fit. You know, there's a lot of people who are just outstanding coaches, you know, but it's whoever the best fit is.
Quincy, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy day. Look forward to the off season and watching how you guys do in Spain. Good luck with everything, and congratulations.
All right. Thanks for having me, fellas.